Hey, welcome to another episode of the Coffee Break Podcast, where our mission is to share business ideas, practices, and strategies while we enjoy our cup of coffee. Today's episode is going to be different, and I'm excited about it. I want to, before we get into what we're going to be talking about today, invite you to share this episode. Subscribe if you haven't already. You can find out more by visiting our website, lockdoc.net/podcast. Maybe you've run across this on LinkedIn or Facebook or YouTube. Well, maybe make sure you hit the subscribe button, follow us, because we have a brand new episode every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and we want you to be a part of it. This episode is different than our normal, where we talk about and have guests on that talk directly about business ideas, practices, and strategies. Today, we're going to share a little bit of a highlight reel. A few years ago, one of our team members, Levi Gray, made a recommendation that we bring a segment to the podcast every week called Rapid Fire, where we ask our guests randomly selected questions just to get to know them a little better. And over the years, we've had some really interesting answers. And so Dan has spent hundreds and hundreds of hours combing through all of our archive footage to find some clips for today that we're going to be sharing with you. And these are some of the highlights from some of the rapid fire questions that we've asked over the years. And you're going to find some really neat ones in here, people that have hidden talents, some concerning answers that people have given us, and at the very end, a really eye-opening answer to a seemingly simple question. So you'll have to stick around for that. Lots of great information for you to unpack today. A little snippet of our rapid fire segments that we've had over the years. So make sure you grab a cup of coffee and get ready for this.
We got so much to say. We got a podcast to make. We're sipping on lattes and it's time for a coffee break. It's time for a coffee break.
What interesting skill do you want to learn?
So I come from a family of auctioneers. I have actually done a few auctions myself randomly and kind of coerced. I'm actually sitting to get my auction license as we speak.
Really?
So I want to do benefit auctions and charity auctions just for fun. Also, it's a unique skill that's dying as well as the trades. It's really fun. It's like a heritage to my family.
Yeah, very cool. So that auction rhythm where you're just...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't ask me to try because I'm struggling.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, So you wouldn't try it?
I mean, I can try and sell this coffee cup.
All right, let's sell the coffee cup.
All right, so we're just going to pretend it's signed by like Michael Jordan or something. Okay. So it's got the Jumpman logo on it.
Yeah.
So who wants to give me a $10 bid? Let me get a $10 bid. If you raise your hand. I got a $10 bid. Now I get 15. You may want to get 15. You may want to get a $15 bid. Let me get a $15 bid and got a $15 bid in the back.
I'm just bidding against myself.
Yeah, so. but no, I've got a lot of work to do. And I've probably been to 100 auctions as a kid. And
yeah.
It's just something that not many people can do, and I can sell real estate with it, and if I get my real estate license. But
there you go.
For me, I just want to do the benefit type side of things.
Very cool.
What is your quote, "I wish I had started doing this earlier in my life" thing?
There's twofold. One would be learning how to learn. I wish I would have learned how to learn sooner so that I could learn more faster sooner. You don't learn how to learn in school. You learn how to do well at education, the game of school. Ooh. So it took me until late college to learn how to learn well. And I wish I would have started that earlier. The other one that I was going to say that I haven't even started learning really is another language. I wish I was bilingual, and I just am not. So
I would agree with both of those things. They're very fundamental. What is the most random thing in your purse or wallet?
Probably a Hot Wheels car. I'm a mom of four.
Yeah.
And so there at any given time, I mean, there's going to be a half-eaten sucker, a Hot Wheels car, probably a Paw Patrol Band-Aid, something like that.
Paw Patrol Band-Aid. That's
that's pretty random, right?
I can relate to that. No.
If you could live anywhere in the world for 1 year, where would it be?
I think Tokyo. I'm obsessed with the culture and technology. I haven't been.
Yeah.
So I could tell you better after I spent some time. But
sure.
I think that would be somewhere that would be so alien culturally and everything to me in the world. I like to be out of my element in that type of way.
So. Yeah, I could see that. That would be a fun experience.
Yeah, and I'm a techie person. So, I feel like tech just lives there, so and I'm a car guy too, and I love Japanese. So there you go. Between those two, that I think that'd be my move. Yeah,
perfect place.
Yeah,
this I'm very excited to hear.
Okay,
what age do you wish you could permanently be?
Permanently be 29.
No, I call that's not accurate.
No,
that's
29.
And tell us the reason why.
29 was a good year. I was in good health.
That's good.
I was old enough to quit making the dumb mistakes I made when I was younger than 29.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I think 29.
If you could ask one person, alive or dead, only one question, what would you ask and who would you ask?
So probably I would ask Jesus what the purpose of mosquitoes are.
Ah.
Yeah, we have quite a few of those in my house. Mommy, why is this way? And I'm like, I don't know. We'll ask Jesus someday. Hmm. But maybe the mosquito thing would be first.
That is a very intriguing question. I would have never expected that one. Why do mosquitoes exist?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll ask Jesus when we get there.
There's got to be a purpose, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with the extra 8 hours in a day?
That's an awesome question. If things were different, I would go sit in the theater and watch Broadway shows, like three in a row for about 8 to 10 hours.
Wow. Okay. You like Broadway shows that much?
Big fan. Yep.
Very much. What's your favorite show that you've seen?
Hamilton is now number one for me, but a very close second is a show called Dear Evan Hansen that I just rave about to the whole world.
We understand the frustrations HOA board members and property managers face when deciding the best solution for their HOA and pool security. Should we use a keypad, hand out keys, or install a key card system? Do we even need cameras? These are some of the questions that are difficult to navigate, and we're here to help. At LockDuck Security, we've spent over 20 years working with homeowners associations and property managers to find a system that best fits the pool and HOA needs. Camera systems for the front gate or front entrance, key card systems for the pool gates, or simply updating the gate so that it meets safety and code compliance. We like to take the guesswork out of the process to answer any questions and help find the right solution. Our mission is to help you protect your people and your property, and that includes pools. Contact our team today to schedule your free consultation for your community.
What are you an expert at?
Oh, expert. You know, I've learned a lot of skills over the last 3 months.
Okay.
So I'm kind of a jack of all trades.
All right.
You know, good example, I took apart my dishwasher the other day, replaced the hose, and there I go. And I cut my son's hair. So I'm apparently...
So a dishwasher repairman.
And a hairstylist.
And a
all
hair stylist.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are two good things to be experts at. What is something that you got rid of that you wish you hadn't?
Oh, I probably so many things because I am a big declutterer and I just get rid of things all the time. But I'm also not that attached to things. So I'm going to say my combat boots from high school. My first big purchase for clothing was a pair of $120 combat boots.
Yeah.
Doc Martens,
yeah.
Yeah. Which were huge back in, 1992.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have kept those.
Well, I'm sure they sell them again.
But it wouldn't be. The company was bought out after that.
Oh.
They were no longer a London-based company. So it did change after that. It's not the same.
The Doc Martens, and the good thing about them is they last forever. They're virtually indestructible.
I know. I don't know why I got rid of them.
Very cool. What interesting skill do you want to learn?
I want to learn how to jump out of a plane.
I think it's pretty easy. You just...
Yeah, that's pretty easy. I think the skill would be getting over the fear.
Yeah, that'd be something else.
Of hitting the ground. Actually, believe it or not, I take that back. I really want to learn how to sing. My whole life, I've always learned. I can't carry a tune.
Yeah.
But my next door neighbor, she is a music teacher and she teaches voice. And she said, we can teach pretty much anyone to sing.
Mm. That would be an interesting skill to add.
Yes.
If you could commit any crime and get away with it, what would you choose and why?
So I think I could commit a crime and get away with it. I listen to a lot of murder podcasts, and okay. I think I could do it.
You've got the
think
formula.
I could do it, and you know, I probably would go full on. I probably would. That's probably it. Probably would be murder, and I probably would get away with it. Just that's just a little safety.
Just
point
don't mess
I put
with
out
me.
There.
I just want to make sure that anybody's paying attention,
just in case. Oh, so why I don't have anybody targeted. Don't yeah, I mean okay. like? But I'm thinking, if I did.
You could come up with a list fast.
And I have I have daughters, so I always think it's a good idea to put that out there, straight out there.
Oh, that's great. I've been studying, and I've learned from everybody else's mistakes.
I have. Yeah. I mean, because you go, what an idiot. That was stupid. So whatever. I think I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, that's comforting. What is the first lie that you ever told?
Oh, gosh. I need to think about that one. Oh, I know the answer to this question.
Okay.
At least the one I can remember.
Okay.
I can remember. I mean, I probably lied when I was two.
Yep.
I told my mom, so this is funny. This is maybe too long of a story, but when I was like four, I accidentally broke one of my mom's like favorite Christmas ornaments. Right?
You blamed
it
on a sibling.
She was trying to, and so, no. So okay. She was like, hey, and I did it. It was only me. It was the only person it could have been. It was me. And she was like, hey, I need to find a way to communicate to you how much this ornament meant to me. So I need you to go into your room and pick your favorite toy. And I'm going to break it.
Oh.
As a 4-year-old, I went into my room.
Mom's savage.
I went into my room, grabbed a toy that I could not care less about, that I knew my mom cared a lot about.
Oh, well.
And I brought it back to her.
Strategy.
She didn't break it, but she was like, can you imagine what it would be like for me to break this? And I remember as like a 4-year-old, I was like, I can imagine. I would not be upset.
It's like, congratulations, Mom. You played yourself. Oh, that's great. So I thought where you were headed with that, when I was, I don't remember how old I was, but there was something that was broken in the house that I was responsible for, and I blamed it on my sister.
Okay.
And so we did this whole round robin of getting in trouble until one of us was going to fess up to it, and I was pretty staunch on not letting go that it was not my responsibility. And so we just continued to toss blame back and forth. Does that still continue? Yeah, it's still. Until this moment, no one has ever actually taken responsibility for it.
Can you copy this key? That's a question we get asked about 3,422 times a year. And how can you actually be sure that the person who asked that question is supposed to get a copy of that key? Well, we think you should always know who can copy your keys to your business and your home, because it could be your neighbor, an old employee, a contractor, or even worse, your mother-in-law. At LockDock Security, we believe in protected key systems, so you always know who has a copy of your key. To find out more, visit LockDock.net or stop by our Charlotte location. LockDock Security, helping you protect your people and your property.
If you were an Olympic athlete, what sport would you compete in?
I'd be track. I'd love to do the sprint, like Usain Bolt. Like, just the idea, it's got so much swag. And it's intense for like a short burst of time. Yeah. I'm the complete opposite of being able to do that.
Okay.
But I would love to be able to run like that.
That's awesome. If you could magically become fluent in any language, what would it be?
Portuguese. I think it's sexy.
Okay. That works.
French, Spanish. Yeah.
Yeah. French, Spanish, or Portuguese?
It kind of puts me in a between both.
Okay.
But yes.
Between
Portuguese.
All right. Yeah, we'll go Portuguese.
Yes.
All right.
If you had a choice to choose to switch, exchange lives with one person, who would you exchange lives with?
Right now, I've been a big Reese Witherspoon fan lately, but I think I would pick Joanna Gaines. She does seem like she has a pretty sweet setup there.
That family gives me so much stress. They are I don't know how they get all of the things done that they do.
That you know they've got a huge, they've got to have just so much help.
Oh yeah.
Huge stuff, so much help.
Yeah, but that is another very interesting story of just kind of pure perseverance.
What is the weirdest food that you've ever eaten?
Cricket taco.
A cricket taco? On a dare or like?
Well, no, I ordered on purpose. And I was like, hey.
Hello?
Yeah, in DC.
I'll say that's the same, yeah.
It was Oyamel in DC. Okay.
That's what
like
you had, cricket taco?
Yeah, I tried it as well, and I can't think of anything more weird awesome. Or random.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, because they got the legs off. I think that's really the big thing, right? Just the meat.
Tastes like chicken.
If you had a chance to go back in time and change one thing, would you do it?
I've been watching the show Outlander. I don't know if you know the show on Netflix. Okay, well, the girl goes back in time. So there's this conflict. They address this. Like, if you – I'm getting really probably too deep. Like, I should just
– No, this is not too deep. This is where we go, yeah.
So if you change something in time, do you then change everything else that happens after that, right? So I guess that'd be the question. So, like, in Outlander, they're like, could we stop the American Revolution? And if we do – then what happens? Because there's all this bloodshed. Mm-hmm. Is it necessary? There's all these things happen. So I know you're pinning me with this question. I would say I'm going to go with no, even though I would love to. Obviously, I'd love to stop like the Holocaust or segregation and help along, you know, stuff like that. Slavery, horrible things. But if you do, I wonder if you also don't create another monster.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back to the question number three, which is worse, failing or never trying. And, you know, if some of these things didn't happen, then what are the lessons that you've learned out of it? Or what are the advancements that happened because of the events I wouldn't change anything either. I'm in agreement with you. I think that's just part of it, man. It's the part of life that brings you to the next point. So very cool.
What board game do you like the most?
Ooh, favorite board game. So most everything in my life, you know, you have to put things in the right context. I mean, there are times when Monopoly is where it's at, and that's a lot of fun. I think currently my favorite board game right now is when my daughter, youngest, who is now 11, we have a Connect Four tournament.
Okay.
And that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like losing to her in Connect Four.
You like
sometimes
losing.
Legitimately. Like it's... She's pretty good.
How did you do that?
I've been sleeping.
What game show would you be super awesome at?
Game show. Well, I would like to think Jeopardy, although when I play along, I'm an abysmal failure. So, maybe Wheel of Fortune. I can guess letters. Maybe that's not even it. Maybe the dating game. If I may be dating myself with that, but maybe the dating game. No, wait, is my wife going to see this?
I'm just noting this.
Can I retract that? The newlywed game. The newlywed game.
What is the craziest dare that you've ever taken?
I don't know if this was a dare, but the first thing that just popped into my head was I did this bungee jump in New Zealand. Like I was there in college.
Okay.
Visiting some friends that were studying abroad, and it was like the second highest bungee in the world. And... that was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That was one of the more like adrenaline rush type things I've ever done. I guess it was kind of a dare.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, yeah.
It was cool.
Well, even just going to New Zealand, that's awesome in and of itself.
It was super, super lucky to have that opportunity. It helped that I had a few friends that were studying abroad there, so I could stay for free. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, this is interesting. What was an experience that you didn't think much about at the time, but it ultimately made you a stronger person? Something that in the moment it was just like, yeah. But now when you look back, it's like, wow, that was a big life-changing event.
Oh, wow.
It's made me a better person. Digging deep on this one.
That is.
I'll jump in. So I was in the military, as you and I talked about a little bit before, and one of the things I went through was survival school.
Okay.
And it's, and I'll give you the short version of it. It's survival, evasion, resistance, and escape. So it's called SEER school. And the resistance part is you're in this simulated prisoner of war camp, and they're messing with you and doing all this stuff. And at one point, they come drug me out of my cell at some hour of the night, and they literally go to stick me in a box. And I've got a hood on my head, so I don't really see what's happening. And so they're telling me to squat on my legs and move forward, and I can tell, like, my shoulders hit the front of this box. And
yeah.
You and I are decent-sized guys. I'm 6'2". And my fingertips hit the end of the box, and I realize they're putting me in a small box.
Yeah.
And so at first I flush, and I throw my boots up on the back of the box, and I get ready to push. And I realize, like, dude, you're going in the box.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going in the box, and this is going to be ugly if you decide to have it be ugly, or this is going to be okay if you take a deep breath and realize, roll with the punches. And so I took a deep breath, got in the box, calmed myself down, and it was cool. And I have relied on that a number of times since then to go, okay, I don't control things outside of myself, sometimes a situation or what other people do, and I get to control how I decide to respond to things. And that has been just one of those pieces I keep coming back to again and again to go, well, I didn't anticipate being shoved in a box would be such a life lesson, and it really has been helpful.
That's a lot to unpack.
It is.
That was
a short version.
No, but that's an incredible conversation right there. I mean, if we stop the podcast right now, that's a big takeaway. I can't control you just popped a lot in there. You can't control what other people are going to do or those situations, but you can control how you respond to them.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. It's helpful. Because you think about it on a day-to-day basis. You get stuck in traffic, or you show up and a customer is late, or they change their mind on something. We don't control those things. That's other people. So we get to decide, okay, well, how do I want to respond? What is it I'm going for?
Yeah.
And that's something that has been really helpful for me. It's also helped me become more deliberate in just a lot more situations in general, not just, oh, I'm not getting what I want, or I'm in some cruddy situation, even, oh, things are going well, or I'm waking up. What do I want to do today?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fun.
I would say that's probably the most impactful thing anybody has answered on a rapid-fire question. So,
how many points?
I don't even know. We'll just give you
I'm giving myself infinite points.
Give you 8,000 points or something. I don't know. That's incredible. Man, Ivan closed it out with just a bomb, right? Amazing stuff. Thank you to everybody who's been guest on the podcast. We've got a whole lot more great episodes on the way for you. So make sure you subscribe, lockdoc.net/podcast. Brand new episode every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Huge shout out to Dan for combing through all of the footage and finding these highlights. It was a fun one to watch. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Make sure you share it if you think it would be valuable to somebody. Make sure you get subscribed because we've got a brand new episode coming at you next Tuesday at 9 a.m. We'll see you then.